God promised that He'd destroy the world with water, and He vindicated it by Moses, or by Noah. He promised that He would send a deliverer and bring Israel up out of Egypt. They'd sojourn for 400 years. He did just exactly that.
Amen.
And He swore that He'd raise up David, and how David would be a son. Christ would be His son. Through David would come Christ. How He swore that He would do that. He did just that. He promised He would send John the Baptist before the coming of Jesus Christ. He did just that. He promised He would send a Messiah. He did just that. He promised the world would get into a great group of organizations and make a system, a power, known as a beast, and would be up there sitting on seven hills. It did just exactly that. How the church would be persecuted unto death, they did just exactly that. How they'd come out in a reformation, they did just exactly that. How He promised that each age it would be, and He promised for this age, and here He is today, making that word live just exactly like He did at the beginning. Certainly. And when every promise is fulfilled, death is swallowed up in victory. Jesus will come. And the last one is vindicated. Then there will come an eternal peace upon the earth and an eternal shalom. An eternal shalom. Peace will rest upon the earth. When Jesus came, the Prince of Peace, why wasn't there peace? Because all the Word wasn't fulfilled in His day. He's fulfilling it today. But when all of His promised Word, which was a thought of God, a word is a thought expressed. God in His thinking thought it and expressed it to His prophets, and now it has to be fulfilled. And when He foretold us of these things so we wouldn't make a mistake and blunder in darkness, then when we see it being fulfilled, now He promised to send Christ the second time. And whenever He does, when Christ comes the second time, there will be an eternal shalom.